Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to explore NodeBB forum software. It's a way to build those vibrant online communities that I think a lot of people are really craving these days, but without all the distractions of the big social media giants. And before we get started, big thanks to SafeServer for making this deep dive possible. They're experts in digital transformation and hosting, and you can learn more about them at www.safeserver.de.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, and you're right. People are looking for those spaces online where they can actually connect and have meaningful conversations.
Exactly.
So you want to understand how NodeBB helps make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got some great material from their GitHub repository and company website to guide us.
Perfect. First off, for those who might not be familiar, can you give us a quick overview of what NodeBB actually is?
Sure. At its core, NodeBB is an open source forum software, but what's interesting is that it's built using Node.js. This is a really powerful JavaScript environment that lets developers build fast and scalable applications, which is perfect for a busy forum.
So that explains the Node part of NodeBB. But what makes it different from, say, just setting up a Facebook group for a community?
Right. That's where things get interesting. So remember those old school forums where you had to constantly refresh the page to see new posts?
Oh, yeah. I remember those days.
Yeah. Well, NodeBB uses WebSockets, which means it's real time. Imagine posting a comment and everyone in the forum sees it instantly like a live chat.
Okay, that's a huge difference. It sounds much more dynamic and engaging. But doesn't it still have those classic forum elements we all know and love?
Absolutely. You've got your categories, user profiles, threads for discussions, private messaging. All those traditional forum features are still there, but NodeBB brings them into the modern era with a responsive design that looks great on any device and powerful APIs that developers can use to customize and extend the functionality even further.
Okay, I'm starting to see why this is more than just a simple forum. But how does it all actually work on a technical level?
So NodeBB has this clever structure where it starts with a common core, and this core provides all the essential features you'd expect in any forum. But then you can add on all sorts of extra features and customizations using plugins.
So kind of like building with Legos, you start with the basic blocks and then add on whatever pieces you need.
Exactly. And the great thing is there's a huge ecosystem of plugins developed by the community. Want to add polls to your forum? There's a plugin for that. Need integration with your favorite social media platform? There's a plugin for that too.
Wow. That sounds incredibly flexible. It seems like you could build almost any kind of online community you can imagine with NodeBB. But let's say I'm someone who isn't a coder. Can I still use this software?
Absolutely. In fact, NodeBB comes with a default theme called Harmony, which is ready to go right out of the box. It's a clean, modern design that looks great and doesn't require any coding knowledge to set up. And if you do want to get more into customizing the look and feel later on, there are tons of themes available and the theming system is really user-friendly.
Okay, that's reassuring to hear. It sounds like NodeBB caters to a wide range of users, from, tech-savvy developers to those of us who are more comfortable with point-and-click interfaces.
Exactly, and it's designed to be accessible for everyone, whether you're building a community for a small group of friends or a large organization. NodeBB has the tools and flexibility to make it happen.
Now, speaking of different types of users, are there particular communities or organizations that NodeBB is especially well-suited for?
Well, let's look at a few examples. One of the things that makes NodeBB really stand out is its internationalization features. It's designed to be easily translated into multiple languages. And in fact, it already supports over 50 languages right out of the box.
That's impressive. That's got to be a huge advantage for building global communities.
Absolutely. If you're looking to connect with people from all over the world, NodeBB makes it much easier to create a welcoming and inclusive space where language isn't a barrier.
So let's say I'm convinced and ready to start building my own NodeBB community. What are the first steps I need to take to get it up and running?
Well, like most software, you'll need a few things to get started. You'll need Node.js installed, which is free and available for all major operating systems, and you'll need a database to store all your forum data. NodeBB supports several popular options like MongoDB and Redis.
Okay, so I'm sensing a bit of technical knowledge is needed here. Is this something that a non-technical person could manage, or would I need to call in the experts?
Honestly, setting up NodeBB is more straightforward than it might sound. They have really good documentation on their website that walks you through the process step by step. And there are also lots of great resources available online, like tutorials and videos.
That's good to know. And once I have NodeBB installed and running, are there any particular security considerations I should be aware of?
That's an important question. Security is always crucial when you're dealing with user data. The good news is that NodeBB has a solid security track record and is designed with security in mind. But there are definitely best practices to follow to make sure your forum is as secure as possible.
Can you give us an example of one of those best practices? something that anyone setting up a NodeBB forum should definitely pay attention to.
One of the key things is to make sure you keep your NodeBB installation up to date. New versions are released regularly with security updates and bug fixes, and the update process itself is actually pretty straightforward.
So it's like any software. Keeping things updated is, you know, a basic but crucial security measure. But what about security beyond just updates? Are there specific settings or configurations within NodeBB itself that can help protect my community?
Absolutely. One of the things NodeBB does really well is it gives you fine-grained control over user permissions and access levels. So you can set up, you know, different groups with different privileges, which helps limit the potential damage if said account were to be compromised.
That makes sense. So you can prevent like a single compromised account from bringing down the entire forum. But let's say, hypothetically speaking, my NodeBB forum starts to get really popular. I'm talking, you know, hundreds or even thousands of users. Can NodeBB handle that kind of scale?
That's a great question. And it's one of the reasons why that Node.js foundation we talked about earlier is so important. Node.js is known for its performance and scalability, especially when dealing with, you know, lots of concurrent users and real-time interactions.
So even if my forum blows up overnight and becomes the next big thing, I can rest assured that NodeBB can handle the traffic.
You should be in good shape. Of course, there are always things you can do to optimize performance even further as your community grows, like caching and load balancing. But the core architecture of NodeBB is designed to scale well.
That's reassuring. It sounds like they've really thought about performance from the ground up. Now, speaking of growth, one of the things that can make or break an online community is how easy it is to find. Does NodeBB have any built-in features to help with search engine optimization or SEO?
Absolutely. NodeBB is built with SEO in mind from the start. It automatically generates clean search engine-friendly URLs, and it makes it easy to add structured data markup to your content, which helps search engines understand what your forum is all about.
So if I'm creating a forum about, say, vintage synthesizers, NodeBB will help Google and other search engines understand that so my forum can show up in search results when people are looking for that kind of information.
Exactly. And beyond the technical SEO stuff, the very nature of forums with their threaded discussions and user-generated content is great for SEO. Search engines love to see fresh, relevant content, and a busy forum is constantly generating that.
That makes a lot of sense. It sounds like NodeBB gives you a head start in terms of getting your community found online. Now, you mentioned earlier that NodeBB is open source. What does that mean for someone who might be considering using it for your community?
Open source is a really powerful concept, especially in the world of software. Essentially, it means that the source code of the software is freely available for anyone to view, modify, and distribute.
So unlike with proprietary software, where you're basically at the mercy of the company that created it with NodeBB, you have the freedom to tinker under the hood and really make it your own.
That's a big part of it. And it also means that there's a whole community of developers contributing to the project, constantly improving it and adding new features.
That sounds like a win-win. You get the flexibility and control of open source software, and you also benefit from the collective wisdom of a large and active community.
Exactly. And that community aspect is really strong in the NodeBB world. There are forums, chat groups, and even real-life meetups where NodeBB users and developers come together to share ideas, help each other out, and contribute to the project.
Wow. It's like having a built-in support network. That's got to be incredibly valuable for someone who's new to NodeBB and maybe feeling a bit overwhelmed.
It definitely makes a difference. Knowing that you can always reach out to the community for help can be really reassuring, especially if you're not a tech expert yourself.
Now, you mentioned earlier that some pretty big companies and organizations are using NodeBB. Can you give us some specific examples of how they're putting it to use in the real world?
Sure. One example is Mozilla, the organization behind the Firefox web browser. They use NodeBB to power their support forums where users can ask questions, get help with technical issues, and share tips and advice with each other.
So it's handling a high volume of traffic and technical support queries for a major software company. That's pretty impressive. Are there other examples of organizations using NodeBB in different ways?
Absolutely. Another interesting example is the Potter School, which is an online educational institution. They use NodeBB to create a sense of community among their students and faculty, allowing them to connect and interact outside of the virtual classroom.
That's a really creative use of NodeBB. It shows how versatile the platform can be. It's not just about technical support or traditional forum discussions. It can be used to foster a sense of community in a variety of contexts.
And that's really the heart of what NodeBB is all about. It's about creating spaces where people can connect, share ideas, and build relationships.
Now, one of the things that's really important to me, especially when it comes to online communities, is making sure that everyone feels welcome and included. Are there any features or aspects of NodeBB that specifically address accessibility and inclusivity?
That's a great question, and it's something that the NodeBB developers have put a lot of thought into. One of the key things is the internationalization support we talked about earlier. By making it easy to translate the interface and content into multiple languages, NodeBB helps break down language barriers and make the forum accessible to a wider audience.
So people who speak different languages can participate fully in the community without feeling like they're on the outside looking in. That's really important. Are there other accessibility features built into NodeBB?
Yes, there are. NodeBB follows web accessibility guidelines, so it's designed to be usable by people with disabilities. For example, it supports keyboard navigation, screen readers, and other assistive technologies.
So it's not just about language. It's about making sure that the forum is accessible to people with a wide range of abilities and needs.
Exactly. And there are also plugins and themes available that can further enhance accessibility. For example, there are themes that offer high-contrast color schemes for people with visual impairments.
That's great to hear. It sounds like NodeBB is really committed to building an inclusive platform where everyone can participate. Now, you've painted a pretty compelling picture of NodeBB so far, but let's be honest, no software is perfect. Are there any limitations or potential downsides that someone considering NodeBB should be aware of?
That's a fair question, and it's always good to go into any decision like this with a realistic view. One thing to keep in mind is that while NodeBB is very powerful and flexible, it does require a bit of technical knowledge to set up and manage, especially if you want to go beyond the basic installation and configuration.
So if someone is completely non-technical, they might need to hire a developer or find someone with experience to help them get started.
That's probably a good idea, at least initially. Of course, there are lots of resources available online to help people learn, but there is a bit of a learning curve.
That makes sense. And are there any other potential downsides, maybe related to the open source nature of NodeBB?
Well, one thing that some people point out is that relying on third-party plugins can sometimes be a bit risky. You're essentially trusting that the developers of those plugins will keep them updated and secure.
So it's important to do your research and choose plugins from reputable developers?
Absolutely. And it's always a good idea to have a backup plan in case a plugin you rely on stops working or becomes incompatible with a new version of NodeBB.
That's a good point. It's always wise to be aware of the potential risks and have a plan B. But overall, it sounds like the benefits of NodeBB, especially its flexibility, power, and that strong community, outweigh the potential downsides for a lot of people.
I'd agree with that. And remember, even with those potential downsides, you have a lot of control with NodeBB. You can choose which plugins to use. You can audit the code yourself if you have the skills. And you're not locked into a proprietary platform where you have no say.
Yeah, that's a powerful point. It's about having agency and control over your own online space. Now, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, this idea of NodeBB being part of a wider movement toward more focused, intentional online communities. What are your thoughts on that? Do you see NodeBB as a potential alternative to the massive social media platforms that seem to be dominating our online lives these days?
It's a really interesting question, and I think there's definitely a growing desire for alternatives to those big platforms. You know, people are tired of the algorithms, the ads, the constant distractions, and the feeling that they're not really in control of their own data or their online experience.
Yeah, it's like we're craving more authentic connections and genuine conversations, and those seem increasingly hard to find in the noisy, chaotic world of mainstream social media.
Exactly. And that's where platforms like NodeBB come in. They offer a way to create smaller, more focused communities where people can connect around shared interests or values or goals. And because these communities are often self-governed and self-moderated, they can create a sense of ownership and belonging that's often missing from those big social media platforms.
Right. It's about reclaiming some of that agency and control we were just talking about. It's about building online spaces that reflect our own values and interests, rather than being subject to the whims of algorithms and advertising.
Precisely. And I think we're only at the beginning of this movement. As more people become disillusioned with the mainstream social media experience, they're going to be looking for alternatives. And platforms like NodeBB are well positioned to provide those alternatives.
Yeah. It's exciting to think about the possibilities. It's like we're on the cusp of a new era of online communities, one that's more focused, more intentional, and more human-centered.
I think you're right, and it's going to be fascinating to see how this all unfolds in the years to come.
Well, I certainly learned a lot about NodeBB today, and I'm even more intrigued by its potential to help us build a better online world. And of course, huge thanks again to SafeServer for their support in making this deep dive possible. Don't forget to check them out at www.safeserver.de for all your digital transformation and hosting needs.
It's been a pleasure diving into this topic with you.
And to all of you listening out there, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful and maybe even inspiring. Until next time, happy forum building. CECA.